This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome on into our Thursday, March 20th edition of Sports Talk, the second half of Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Cullen Steele bringing until 8 p.m. this evening. We are 5 weeks away from the NFL draft. Nobody wants to hear about that, though, right now. We got March Madness going on and some interesting action already. It always is in that opening round of the tournament, which I feel is some of the best excitement in sports when you have this opportunity at these lower seeds pulling off these upsets. And today it was McNeese State. Congrats to them getting a 69-67 victory over Clemson. The Pokes were the number 12 seed and Clemson Tigers number 5 going down. Coach Will Wade, we know well, was part of the Bayou Bengals for a while, ended up getting fired from the job because of, you know, the inappropriate allegations dealing with him. And you look at what's going on with NIL money now, it's kind of ridiculous to think what happened with Will Wade at LSU, but it is what it is. And just happy to see a guy like that back on his feet. Obviously, McNeese now back-to-back years in the NCAA tournament, getting their first victory in school history today in the big dance. And there's reports that Will Wade will be moving on after this tournament ends to become the head coach at NC State. And I know a lot of folks want to say, oh, you know, that news coming out was going to be detrimental to McNeese going into the game. Sure didn't seem like it when you saw the way that this team ended up outperforming a team like Clemson, who had way much of a height advantage over McNeese. As seeing what the Cowboys were able to do, pretty impressive stuff with Will Wade. We know what a great coach he is, and I know he'll go on to great stuff at NC State. McNeese getting that 69-67 victory over Clemson, and we'll hear a little bit of what Will Wade had to say post-game after the big victory for the school. Here he is.
Just a great game for us. You know, our first half was pretty flawless defensively. We've been saving that zone all year. We hadn't played it. We hadn't played the 2-3 zone all year. We just kind of put it in. We put it in for some stuff in the conference tournament. We never used it, and we thought this would be a good time to pull it out. And so our guys did a great job executing. And so we hit our benchmarks under Brownell. I think they're 4-15, or 4-15 when you can assist on 12 plus baskets. And they shoot under 53% from 2 and under 38% from 3. And so we hit all three benchmarks. I left out the 38% because y'all are going to be hugged up to three-point shooters. I left that out. But I got what I wanted anyway. But, we hit all three of the benchmarks that it takes to beat them. And luckily we gave ourselves enough margin in the first half that we could withstand their run in the second half. But to outscore them by 20 in the paint, out-rebound them, just phenomenal.
Coach, just talk about your kind of emotions for the last 24 hours.
I mean, I've been focused on the game. I mean, they'll tell you. I mean, I've been on one about the game. I mean, so whatever else is happening, that's of no distraction to us. I know everybody else, I mean, you know, thinks that there's distractions and stuff. We operate the same way all the time. And so we hadn't operated any differently. The walkthrough hadn't been, I mean, nothing's been any different. So, I mean, there hadn't been a lot of motion. It's been narrow focus. The bigger the game, the narrower your focus. And it's been absolute narrow focus on winning our first NCAA tournament game at McNeese State and continuing to change. You know, this is just huge for our school. Our enrollment's up 3%. Our applications are up 10%. And we've gotten freaking $25 million worth of free advertising the last couple weeks. I mean, our stuff's going to go through the roof. It's going to change our area. I mean, it changes our five parish areas, changes everything. So, you know, that's what our focus has been. And we've broken every record in the book. This was the last one to get. We want to keep this going.
You jumped into the stands there after the game was over. What kind of led you to do that there, and where does that moment rank in your coaching career?
Pretty high. I mean, my president and athletic director here, who've been incredible. Our biggest supporters were right there on the front row. So why not? I mean, just incredible. I mean, it's a hard trip from, I don't know if you tried to get from Lake Charles to Providence. It's not an easy trip. And to have so many folks here, and I'm sure we'll have way more come on Saturday. But I mean, look, you know, I'm the head coach, but there's a lot of people that make this thing happen. I'm low on the totem pole of what actually makes all this work. And first and foremost is the players, and then you've got the donors that allow us to get the players. I mean, all that stuff works together, and I've got an unbelievable president and athletic director and just our entire administration. So everybody deserves this. They've gone all in on our basketball program since the day we got there, and everybody deserves it. They all thought we were a little wacky when we did it, but hey, who's laughing now?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wacky Will Wade after that big win for McNeese. And I don't know about you, Cullen, but my bracket, a little hurting right now after just a few opening games already. Louisville, right off the bat, did me dirty in the first game of the tourney.
I was mentioning it to Mike earlier. I was like, it's got to be the – I love and hate. As someone who likes watching brackets get busted when it's not mine, I love that they always open with like an 8-9. But as someone whose bracket got busted by that exact game, I don't love starting out already behind.
No, you already feel like, oh, great, I'm shot. I've already got a loss.
I'm done. Everything else is chalked. You know, I'm going to watch 3-1 seeds lose in the first round because it can't possibly get worse. But this actually, I saw McNeese winning this. I did. I didn't within the last couple of days. When the bracket came out, yes. When the news broke that Will Wade was going to be leaving, instantly I was like, hold on. This this could be an issue.
Right, but it did the inverse. It just fueled the team even more.
Which I'm stunned. I'm stunned by. Mike said it really well in the first, right at the start of the show. He was like, small things can distract players, but big things you would expect to distract players might often not. You don't ever know how someone is going to play regarding of what is surrounding them. This is one of those times where it's like, they were, what, 7.5-point favorites? I'd have to wonder if the number even went up a little bit with the Will Wade news. Because, I mean, your coach is not a foot out the door. He's not interviewing. He's gone.
He's gone.
You lose, that's it. And they come out and do this.
I think the personality and who Will Wade is helped as well with him being so upfront with the team, letting the players know there was no secrecy behind the doors of, oh, we had no idea, you know, that this guy was leaving.
I really like it. In the postgame, you just heard him a second ago. He was talking about, he was talking, so you would think that he's coming back for another year the way he was talking about his niece. And that's the kind of thing you want in a coach, regardless of whether he's leaving the program or just joining. You're going to want that, like, that mentality, that attitude, that respect year-round.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody from the school, the players, or even fans can really blame a guy like Wade for wanting to take that step from a school like McNeese and going over to a program like NC State.
Yeah. I got to hope we'll see him back next year, hopefully.
Looking at some of the other action going on today at the NCAA tournament, no surprise, number one Houston easily handling business, getting a 78-40 victory over SIU Edwardsville. I don't even know what that school is, honestly. I'm looking at the scoreboard here. Where is SIU Edwardsville? You saw Auburn taking care of Alabama State. They're another one seed that moving on and pretty handedly, an 83-63 victory there. Wisconsin taking down Montana, 85-66. Wisconsin, a three seed. Purdue, a number four seed, taking care of High Point, although it looked a little sketchy early on in that matchup. They pull out a 75-63 victory there. The BYU taking down VCU. See, I thought that was my 11 seed upset in the first day of action, and VCU did me dirty. So BYU comes out on top, 80-71 there. Creighton pulling off the upset, even though it was an 8-9 seed. 9 takes down number 8. Louisville, 89-75, and then the Gonzaga Bulldogs, no surprise here for me that they easily handed Georgia a loss. It was all Bulldogs, 89-68 there. We've got going on in action right now, Tennessee taking on Wofford. That's 29-16 Vols at the moment, and then Arkansas, Kansas just started, 11-6 Hogs on top of the Jayhawks there. And then this evening, we got some more matchups. Yale versus Texas A&M, Drake and Missouri, Utah State versus UCLA, Omaha versus St. John's, and UC San Diego versus Michigan, Texas Tech taking on UNC Wilmington. Just wall-to-wall action.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people just love, the fact that you're just parked in front of the TV all day long. And I was so happy to see today. I've got YouTube TV and was able to pull up, you know, the multiple different squares or rectangles, whatever you want to say, with games going on. So I had my own, you know, sports bar going on in my living room.
You're on a like college basketball red zone.
Exactly, kind of, right.
Like, just switch to what you want to. I mean, are there any games that you're eyeing for the rest of the night? Particularly me, you mentioned the VCU BYU game as like your 11-6. I actually had two of those, and the other one is going to be later tonight with Drake and Missouri.
Okay,
I do have Drake showing up and showing out against Mizzou, and then I it's not a game I'm going to watch because I actually think it's going to be competitive. But Omaha and St. John's, I'm pulling so hard for the Godfather Rick Pitino. I am like, he is of all the teams that I want to win, because I told you guys the other day, when it comes to making a bracket, I read in the last day or so that there are three ways to make a bracket. And they start with the three H's. We're a little beyond that. Brackets already came out. Brackets already been busted. But there's the three H's. The hurry, you do it immediately. The second you see the bracket, you just do it. You don't think, you just do it.
Right, just bing, bing, bang, bang, boom, this is my picks.
Not chalk, but just, you know, you look at it and you go like, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, I can see that, yeah, kind of that. Then the head, you actually think about it. You invest some time, some research, maybe a little bit of money, and you actually put pen to paper and go, I believe this can occur. And then finally, your heart. What you want to happen, what you want to see,
your dream scenarios.
This team deserves it. I want this team. It's been so long since they've had an upset. This team's actually, this is their year.
So you filled out three?
I filled out three in that precipice, in that mindset. And St. John's was my winner in the heart one. I believe in my heart to hearts. I would love to see them win. I really would.
Your head, which one did you pick to take it all?
Duke. I mean, you kind of. And then the first one was MSU.
Okay. I would understand. For me, it's Duke and Florida, obviously, I think, are the 100%. Two big heavy hitters. Man, Florida got to see a lot of them coming down the stretch the end of the season. They were so darn impressive and look like a team that's ready to win a championship. And that's actually my final two right there is Duke and Florida, and I have Duke coming out on top as well.
Who did you have in the Midwest? That's Houston and Tennessee. Who did you have make it?
I'm all chalk in the Final Four.
I can't believe
it. Yeah, man. I know. Really lame this year for me.
We talked about this earlier. It's what, 2008 is the last time that the Final Four has been all ones?
Why not 2025, baby?
It's been a while, but, and you would think, I think I said in the Sports Flash, you revert to the basics of just going with the favorites, and you look at it, and you're like, well, logically, that's right. You're the one for a reason. You are. This year, and every year, you don't want to do that. It feels against the point, because you know somewhere someone's going to drop the ball, and someone else is going to pick it up. But right now, the ones are insane. There's a gap. There feels like a significant jump. Do I think St. John's is a two? Do I think MSU, Michigan State, is a two? Can win it? Sure. But I'd put a lot more money on Florida and Duke and Auburn.